Joe Carter is a guy we associate most often with ending things like World Series games. But I'm going to ask Joe Carter, who is in town for the opener tonight and has been gracious enough to join us. I want to ask Joe, what's your favorite opening day memory?
Jeff, how's it going?
Good, man.
My favorite opening day moment, I go back to my first game here in Toronto. We opened up against the Red Sox. Even though we got beat, I hit a home run, I think, in the seventh inning, had two or three hits, and, you know, it kind of got me acclimated to a new town, a new city, a new team, and it just kind of got the ball rolling. But, you know, as a player, you always, that first day, you always have the opening jitters. If you don't get nervous on game number one of the season, you're not really an athlete, because everyone gets nervous, anticipation. You know, everyone's tied for first place, so to speak, because it's the first game of the season. But it's something about opening day, and I think my good friend Ozzie Smith, I've seen him on TV talking about it should be a national holiday, and I think opening day should be a national holiday where everybody gets off work and goes to the games. That would be great. But opening day, every day is special opening day, because that means you've made the ball club, and that's mm-hmm. the biggest thing.
When does the season, and I've often wondered this, when does the season become a season for a ball player? In other words, you've got opening day, and then you come back and you got the home opener, and you've still got the bunting in the stands and everything like that. When does it become, or when will it become the 2014 season for the Blue Jays? Has in fact it already become that in the players' minds? There's still sort of that whole sense of newness.
Well, there is a whole sense of newness, and once you go on the road and then come home and have your opening day here at home, like the Jays are doing, you know, you get through. You'll have, I think they have a gala on Monday, mm-hmm. so you get through all the fanfare, all the commitments that you have to make, you know, for opening weekend, and probably about the third week of the season, then it starts to settle down, because you know, you're going into different towns, you've been introduced, you know, two or three times. And about that third week, you say, okay, now let's settle in, because all the nerves are gone, and, you know, it kind of comes into play. Everything is, like, situated then. And so now you say, okay, now the season is off and running now. Let's see how we end up. But usually it's that third week is when you get settled in, because you have no more commitments. It's just about playing baseball.
Joe Carter joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Joe, I want to ask you about the fifth annual Joe Carter Classic, a big, big highlight of the local golf season and the local charity season. The tournament is being held on Thursday, June 26th, back at Eagles Nest Golf Club in Maple, Ontario. There's a reception at the Yankees-Jays game on the 25th, and for further information, you can go to the joecarterclassic.com website. Just tell me a little bit about this tournament, because, I mean, the list of celebrities it's spectacular, the celebrities you get from the world of sports, and it's something that something you've really taken to heart, haven't you?
Well, no, Jeff, I really have. Back 5 years ago when James Dodds and Chris Sandio, we talked about having a golf tournament, and the first thing I said was, if I have a golf tournament, I want to have the best one there is. And by that, you know, you give away great prizes, you have a great charity, and now I'm able to get, you know, a lot of great celebrities. And I said that I want to be in a position where I don't have to ask the celebrities, but the celebrities will ask me to play the tournament because of the great cause and the great fun that we have. And it has turned into that. We've raised a lot of money for a great organization, the Children's Aid Foundation, who we are more than grateful to help, you know, in their needs, and to go out there and have a great time with some great celebrities. You know, this being the fifth year and it's come to fruition. I mean, we've got guys like Emmitt Smith coming in this year. He's canceled a lot of the appointments to be at this tournament. Thurman Thomas. Coach Bill Self from KU, we all know him because of Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's coming in. So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Bill Engvall, the comedian.
Mm-hmm. That'll be great.
So I find people that like to have fun and like to, you know, kind of associate and you know, they're people persons. and because I know people pay a lot of money for a great cause, but they also want to have a great time out there. And we have a blast from the reception to the, you know, the tournament to the after party, things like that. I mean, it's a great 2-day event that I'm very proud to be associated with.
Once again, it is the 5th annual Joe Carter Classic Golf Tournament. It will be held at Eagle's Nest in Maple, Ontario, June 26th, June 25th. There's a VIP reception hosted by Joe Carter at the Rogers Center. The Yankees and the Blue Jays will play that particular day. For more information, go to joecarterclassic.com. Joe, it was great of you to do this today. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to seeing you down at the ballpark.
All right, Jeff, and let's bring the Jays a win tonight, okay?
All righty. That is Joe Carter, the great Joe Carter.